And that was Sophie Ellis-Bextor with Murder on Dance Floor. Obviously, coming back into the charts after the appearance in
She got in at number two, I think it was.
Yeah, I think she'll make it to number one.
Yes, I think so. Although she's at number seven at the minute, so don't know if she will.
Fingers crossed.
She's got a new album out as well at the moment.
Cool.
But just honestly, she looks like she did in 2001. She's an incredible-looking woman.
Yeah.
But today it is the Sunday, the 7th of January. And today, do you know, it is national...
It's a very important day.
It's a very important day. We've got two national days to celebrate today. National Tempura Day.
Yep.
Which encourages all to deep fry.
Of course.
Yeah. Japanese deep-fried tempura. Seafood, vegetables, whatever you want. Deep-fried in a nice batter. Although actually tempura is supposed to be a lighter batter than our fish and chip batter. But yes, hashtag National Tempura Day and hashtag National Bobblehead Day.
Of course.
These are the things that some people put in their cars. They've got these heads that bobble around, all sorts of different characters and things. Recognises a celebration for all spring-headed bobbling figures.
January isn't all bad, is it?
I mean, look.
How can January be such a bad month?
Celebrate your bobblehead and eat some deep fried food. There you go.
But one of the things we wanted to do today, as it is January, and generally people feel the January blues in January, don't they? I mean, it's in the name. Is to have a look back in history and see what amazing things happen in January. I guess the reason it makes you feel so down is it's dark, it's cold, nothing really happens, and nobody has any money.
Loads happen in January.
For Claire. Claire's always busy in January.
I'm always busy in January. There's a tax return that has to be done in January. You've got to do your tax return. But also, you know, hashtag National Tempura Day.
There's so much tempura to
Some of us got a air fryer for Christmas that we have to try out. But throughout history, lots of things have happened.
And I was researching some of this today, and there is so much more than this. I've just tried to find the most amazing things that happen in January. Well, the things that I find quite amazing. So going back to...
We're going to learn a lot about Natalie here. What Natalie
what
finds
Natalie
American
find amazing. On the 3rd of January in 1922, English explorer Howard Carter discovered the tomb of Tutankhamun in the Valley of the Kings.
Wow. Now, that is amazing.
That is amazing.
It also strikes me that they didn't have a Christmas holiday and didn't have New Year's holiday off, did they, if they were...
No, but it would have been jolly warm.
It would have been jolly warm. But what an incredible discovery.
Yes.
In 1922.
Yes. And then slightly on in the month, on the 10th of January in 1918... So not in the same month in the same year, but on the 10th of January, which is later than 3rd of January. Just to make that clear, that's how we're doing this in chronological
order.
Not by year, just by date.
Yeah.
The House of Lords approved the Representation of the People Bill, which gave women over 30 and all men over 21 the right to vote. So that's quite big. It wasn't until the Equal Franchise Act of 1928 that all women over 21 were able to vote and women achieved the same voting rights as men. But still, 1918, that was the start of it all.
Yeah.
And that was in January.
Start the new year as you mean to go on.
Yeah. Change is good.
The change is very good. But yeah, still women over 30. Because before that, you weren't allowed to vote, but women were allowed to own houses or something, wasn't it? You were allowed to own property, but you weren't allowed to vote. This is a step forward. You're allowed to vote if you're over 30. And then obviously 10 years later, women over 21. 11th of January. Back in the good old days of 1569.
Oh, I remember that year. It was a good
one. Year. Yeah. Queen Elizabeth I. I mean, you know, you just go to Blackadder, don't you, for a reference point there. The first ever state lottery was held in England. Tickets could be purchased at the west door of St. Paul's Cathedral in London. The Cathedral in London selling gambling tickets. Who knew?
Well,
but back in 1569, it was de rigueur.
Henry VIII would have approved.
Absolutely. Working to raise funds for several public works projects, Queen Elizabeth was given the choice between levying a new tax and holding the first state lottery. And she decided to hold a lottery. what a great woman.
That's fun, isn't it?
Off with that.
And obviously the National Lottery still give out public grants now. They still do this.
The National Lottery, when that came in the millennium or wherever it came in, they thought that was new. No. Queen Elizabeth did it in 1569.
In January. Yeah. On the 15th of January in 2001, whilst working to...
Oh, we're much up to date now. 2001. We've zoomed.
So while working to produce Newpedia, an online encyclopedia written by scholars, Jimmy Wales and Larry Sanger also launched a second free encyclopedia called Wikipedia that anyone was able to contribute to. While Wikipedia didn't initially attract much attention, today around 545 new articles are published each day.
And how many people do their homework using Wikipedia?
I know I do.
Yep.
Amazing, isn't it? January.
Yes.
Wikipedia was invented.
Obviously.
Imagine life without Wikipedia.
We are learning that January is the month to have some really exciting innovations. In 1986, on the 16th of January, what would have been his 57th birthday, a bronze bust of Martin Luther King Jr. was revealed in America's Capitol Rotunda in Washington. It was the first statue of an African American to appear in the building. 4 days later, on the 20th of January, the country held the first national Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. So there you go. The very first African American to appear in Washington.
Another awesome change for January.
Another awesome change in January, yeah.
On the 20th of January in 1265, so we've just jumped right back in time again. So
1265.
Pre-Queen Elizabeth, England's first ever parliament met at Westminster Hall in London under the temporary rule of Simon de Montfort, which was previously the Earl of Leicester. It was the first time that representatives from towns and villages across the country met in one chamber.
Amazing.
De Montfort had led the rebellion against King Henry III during the Second Barons' War. He became ruler of England, though military dictatorship for less than a year.
But so basically first parliament in the January.
1265 in January. It must have been really cold in Westminster Hall.
Yeah.
Thinking of the logical parts of that. We'll have one more and then we'll have some more music.
Okay. So 21st of January in 1846, after founding the newspaper himself, Charles Dickens published the first edition of the Daily News in London. The Daily News was considered a radical rival to the right-wing Morning Chronicle. It didn't initially find commercial success, but after editing 17 issues himself, Dickens handed over the editorship to his friend John Forster, who had more journalistic experience. So in January 1846, Dickens published the first edition of the Daily News.
I didn't even realise Charles Dickens was into publishing.
I knew that he wrote for newspapers because he serialised quite a lot of his stories. But obviously he realised he wasn't the best editor and gave somebody else that job.
Yeah, it's like, I can do this myself.
Right, what's our pick of the music then?
So we're going to listen to next, Corner Shop, Brimful of Asher.
Nice.
Everybody needs a bosom. got no government warning about the promotion of the civil life of the damn bad building. Grim food, Asher on the 45. Well, it's a grim food, Asher on the 45. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. Everybody needs a bosom for a pillow. Everybody needs a bosom. I'm on the 45.
That was Brimful of Asher by Corner Shop. I love that song. I can't help but nod my head.
Did you? Were you alive when it came out first?
I think I was. But although it could have been a re-release, I don't know. It could have been that version of it that came out later. But I don't know. I think I was.
I remember the original. I like that Fat Boy Slim version, but I remember the original. And were they a bit of a one-hit wonder, though, that band?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah. They've probably gone on to do amazing things and write for other people, but that's the one thing I remember them.
I think if that was the only thing that I was known for at the end of my life, I would be quite happy.
I'd be quite happy with that.
I'd be happy with that song.
Good video too.
Yeah, the video is very cute. So we were just talking about amazing things that happened in January.
Because January is an amazing month for innovations, discoveries...
And new ideas.
All sorts of new ideas.
Implementing newer ideas and... just doing generally awesome
things. If you want
things.
To have a good idea, have it in January.
Yeah. Or have it in December while you're having a drink. And
then announce
it in January.
Yeah, totally.
So we were talking about 21st of January, Charles Dickens published his first edition of the Daily News. On the 21st of January in 1969, so a bit more modern, New York representative Shirley Chisholm became the first black woman elected to Congress. So she served 7 terms, founded the Congressional Black Caucus and Women's Caucus, and also ran for president in 1972, becoming the first black woman to campaign for a major party nomination. In 1973, she said, "The next time a woman of whatever colour or dark-skinned person of whatever sex aspires to be president, the way should be a little smoother because I helped pave it."
Ooh, she foreshadowed. Nice?
She foreshadowed.
Yeah. To a future president. She's paved the way for a future president.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah. Sorry, I thought... It's because you went, ooh, I thought you meant in a sinister way.
No, no, in a nice way. Okay. She foreshadowed for Obama.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying. Okay. Not in a shadowy way.
Not in a shadowy way. On the 22nd of January in 1970, the first Boeing 747 jumbo jet carrying 324 fare-paying passengers returned to London Heathrow Airport after completing its first transatlantic flight from New York.
That's exciting.
Wow,
isn't it?
Is exciting. Do you remember what was that fast aeroplane that
Concorde?
Do you remember Concorde?
Yeah.
It was a shame that Concorde got grounded and then never reappeared.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that crash was so catastrophic and such a blaze, wasn't it? I think it was just a catastrophe of that one major accident. But actually, when you look at aeroplane crashes around the world, it had very few accidents in comparison.
Yeah, it did. But, I mean, I'm sure environmentalists will be happy that it's not ploughing up the atmosphere. However, although there was a report this week, wasn't there, of a plane, a Boeing, I don't know if it was a 747, but it was a Boeing.
A big balloon-shaped aeroplane.
I don't know, but it was one of the windows blew out.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different story.
They had to, it was like yesterday or the day before, one of the windows blew out on the aeroplane, so that company have had to ground all of those Boeing, all of those jets, whatever, 747s or whatever they were, just in case any of them, any others have faults in their windows. Gosh, can you imagine how scary that would have been being on that flight? Anyway.
You know, I was thinking of the story of the aeroplane that's been invented that takes 8 times less fuel.
Oh.
Yeah, it's ergonomically very different.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a giant balloon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that invented in January?
Possibly. The news was released in January. Awesome things. On the 27th of January in 1926, so looking back at last decade, Scottish inventor, electrical engineer and innovator John Logie Baird demonstrated his new machine, the world's first live working television
system. In January.
Yes, to the Royal Institution in London. What would our life be without that January...
27th of January date.
Yes. Exactly.
Can you imagine?
No TV.
John Logie Baird going down to the Royal Institution in London, showing this box, talking about what it could do, and everyone going, are you mad? You know, really, this is impossible. How can this possibly happen? Television, what is that? That must have been an amazing moment.
Mm. And it would have taken a lot of gumption as well.
It would have done.
To go and present something like that.
Yeah. And it happened in January.
In January.
On the 28th of January... 1807, this is now, demonstrated in Pall Mall. London became the first city in the world to be lit by gaslight. Gaslights cost around 75% less than oil lamps and candles. So the whole of Pall Mall.
Mm.
Oh, well, the whole of the city. But but first of all, Pall Mall on the 28th of January was lit up by gaslight.
That's exciting. Mm. And the last one we have is... exciting, but probably not so good for the monarchy. on the 30th of January, so at the end of the month in 1649, following the English Civil War, England's king, King Charles, was beheaded at Whitehall.
Oh dear.
After the courts deemed him to be a tyrant, traitor, murderer, and enemy of the people. After Charles I's execution, the monarchy was temporarily abolished, and Oliver Cromwell assumed control as Lord Protector of the new English Commonwealth. I mean, that certainly was a new idea.
It was a new idea.
Yes.
Interesting time in history, isn't it? There's lots of interesting things happened around 1640s, 50s.
And I have a great song to follow this.
But was he beheaded on the 30th of January?
Apparently so.
There you go.
New ideas in January. And
how are we going to follow that then? The King Charles I execution. Oliver Cromwell takes over. He was the enemy of the people. Following it with...
She came from Greece, she had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'm a woman. Seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. She just smiled and held.
Respire once another.
And that was Wolf Alice with Bros. I never know how to say it.
Bros. But and you were saying that Wolf Alice is one of your most listened to artists
yes.
of 2023.
According to my streaming service, who I've now looked at my year of 2023, I have spent an inordinate amount of time listening to Wolf Alice this year.
Hmm.
Interestingly enough, not only are they my number one, but my number two, number and number three singles of the year, songs of the year. Yeah, there you go. And it's not just me, it's Hetty as well.
It always depends who you share your music playlist with.
Exactly, yes, because number two is Radiohead, and I know that's not me. Mm. Anyway, events. There are loads of things to do in January.
There are, which is another surprise for a lot of people, I'm sure. Because you kind of think January, who has time to organise anything in January? We're all too busy just monging out on a sofa.
Or eating after 8 mints.
Exactly.
Other mints are available.
But not before 8 o'clock.
So this is one for you because you haven't seen it yet. You need to go and see this tomorrow night. You can go and watch Barbie at Brentwood yes. Theatre. And the fact that it's at Brentwood Theatre and there is...
It's quite close.
Also, there's a little bit of a dance floor area.
Oh, so you think they'll be open for a boogie?
I don't know if they will be, but I'm going out with this now that I encourage people to get up and have a boogie.
Are you feeling slightly sad that they're playing it at Brentwood Theatre? There's space to have a little bit of boogie, but you've decided not to watch it for a while.
Oh, yeah, I am a bit.
You also get a free coffee with your ticket.
It's on tomorrow at 1:30. I can't go, otherwise I really would.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I will also be at work, so that might be quite difficult.
If anybody who's not at work tomorrow wants to go to the Brentwood Theatre and watch Barbie, go and have a really good time and boogie on the stage in the gap between the seating and the screen, because you need to get up and have a boogie at Barbie.
Mm.
It's £6 a ticket and it includes a tea or a coffee. How lovely.
Their lovely coffee shop.
Oh, bar. Yeah, it's really nice.
Also, the Brentwood Theatre on Wednesday, you can go to Yogi Yoga. So you can do a bit of a stretch class. It's £11 for the session. It's between 10 and 11. And this is by a local yogi. Are they called yogis? Mm-hmm. So Laura is passionate about getting people moving and feeling great about their bodies. She has been in the fitness industry for nearly 20 years. Yoga has been an ancient discipline since the beginning of time. And with Laura, you'll learn Hatha yoga. This is the foundation for us to explore other various types of yoga, from vinyasa mm-hmm. flows to slower hatha classes.
Yeah, hatha is a bit easier than vinyasa.
I have never yoga'd myself, so I should not go to work on Wednesday. So you can book that class and you can book your Barbie tickets at the Brentwood Theatre website. That's brentwood-theatre.co.uk.
Over in Colchester at the Mercury Theatre on Saturday the 13th of January, for over 18s, you can go to a cocktail cabaret late night. Mm. Join them for a night of championing local queer talent that promises to be entertaining, informative and supportive. Each month they're going to add various splashes of drag, dashes of dance, sprinklings of comedy, drama and poetry, making up the cocktail for the night. No need to book. Just go along and enjoy at the Mercury Theatre on Saturday the 13th for over 18s. And it's free.
And it will continue monthly the 13th of January.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm so glad they're carrying that on from last year as well.
They've also got some other stuff going on as well.
Yes.
The Importance of Earnest. Book now for the 1st to the 14th of March. Because the other thing about January is you can book all your stuff in for February, March and April.
Yeah.
That's
really
the fun.
Really curate plan your going out time.
Yeah, plan your look forwards. So from the 1st to the 14th of March, The Importance of Earnest. Fantastic play. Jack Worthing is living a double life. To escape his dull country existence, he's invented a younger brother called Ernest, whose scandalous behaviour requires Jack to regularly travel to London. Once in the city, Jack becomes Ernest. He's head over heels in love with Gwendolyn Fairfax, the daughter of the formidable Lady Bracknell. when his best friend Algernon discovers that Jack has a secret identity and a beautiful niece called Cecily, he heads down to the country posing as the delinquent brother Ernest. There are so many good versions of that play and on film and TV as well. However, seeing it live is brilliant, not like anything else. So book at for that or for the lates at mercurytheatre.co.uk.
Something also a little singy and dancey over at the Queen's Theatre Hornchurch, you can go and see the Sheffield Operatic Society. So they're doing their own version of Spamalot on the 24th to the 27th of January, which will be on at 7:30 on all of those days. It is £21 for a ticket, any seat. And if you don't know, Spamalot retells the legendary tale of King Arthur's quest to find the Holy Grail. The 2005 Broadway production was nominated for 14 Tony Awards, of which it won 3, including Best Musical, and was followed by 2 successful West End runs. And the Sheffield Operatic Society will be performing this. It is a genius comedy. I went to see Spamalot when it first came out of the West End and really enjoyed it. I even have a puppet of one of those evil rabbits at home.
Nice.
Awesome.
So if you have children aged 4 to 11 and you want to take them out for a day of mega fun, then look no further than the Brenwood Centre on Saturday the 20th of January from 10:30 till 6:30. Costs £8.50 and it is set to be an unforgettable adventure. The return of the Mega Fun Day, a spectacular event promising endless entertainment and excitement for families and children from 4 till 11. Imagine stepping into the International Hall, now transformed into a colossal indoor inflatable arena.
Sounds great.
What more could you want? Towering slides, big bouncy castles and challenging assault courses that inspire the spirit of adventure. Every jump, every slide and every bounce is a burst of fun, they say. So go and exhaust your children with bouncy things in the Brentwood Centre. That sounds amazing. On Saturday the 20th from 10:30 till 6:30. Tickets are at tickettaylor.com.
There's a couple of other things going on at the Brentwood Centre as well, so totally advise you have a look on Eventbrite and you can see full listings there. But now let's have some more music.
I love this.
And we're going to listen to Harry Belafonte, Coconut Woman.
It's brilliant.
Pot. You can serve it very hot. Coca got a lot of iron. Make it strong like a lion. Make you feel like a gypsy. Coca got a lot of iron. Make you strong like a lion. Candy, make you feel very dandy. Coca,
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems. And the mortgage specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
That sunny morning waiting on us now. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We can be very free. Just take it from me, honey child. Let me tell you now, child. That morning sun to greet us with a loving light so warm. That morning sun is here to meet us, waiting on the waking up of everyone. She ain't gonna quit till you're smiling now. Tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child. That morning sun has come to greet you. She's peeking round the corner, just waiting, just to meet you. Shining down on all your troubles. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you, honey, child. 'Cause this world wasn't made for dreaming. This world wasn't made for you. This world made for believing in all the things you're gonna do now, honey, child. Let me tell you now, child. Thank you.
world was made for you. This world made for believing in all the things you're gonna do now, honey child. Let me tell you now, child. Honey child. Let me tell you now, child. Honey child. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you, child. Let me tell you,
directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012 77 71 44 77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Phoenix FM.
And that was Melody Gardot, Morning Sun.
That was lovely. I was just explaining to Natalie that I haven't got any blinds on my windows at the moment. And I, when it is sunny in the morning, I can wake up and all I can see is sun through a horse chestnut tree. And, I put Melody Gardot on with Morning Sun and it's just like a little holiday.
Because it is morning sun.
It is beautiful.
It's the sound of morning sun. It is the viewpoint of
love
morning sun.
Love her voice. Hope you enjoyed that track. That was one of my suggestions, a nice relaxing one for January. Right, have we got time for a little bit of national news? Because look
very,
at the time.
Very quickly. We've got a couple of minutes. So we'll just run through some of our favourites. So okay. My favourite this week is... Pantomime is set to get UNESCO protected status.
Wow.
Hurrah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's, I know.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is. And of course, you can listen to our pantomime.
You can.
From a couple of weeks ago. That is now uploaded and in our podcast. That is number 191.
There for the podcast ever season. For posterity. You can listen to it whenever you like, you lucky people. But there is some there is some news that we need our booing man for. The joy of the booing man. Boo.
Yes. Boo.
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 Boo. listen to the podcast. Listen to the panto. It's brilliant. Unfortunately, Christie's and Sotheby's saw a combined decrease of 13% in sales in 2023, flogging a mere 16.4 billion worth of art. Top seller was the Picasso that we spoke about last year, which went for 139 million.
Yeah, they're still not doing too badly.
Yeah, they're all right.
What else is in bad news? A Banksy popped up in Peckham and was stolen within an hour.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yes. However, it's not all bad. What's happening in good news? Poland has replaced its submission to this year's Venice Biennale made under the previous nationalist government.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
The Spice Girls are set to feature on a set of stamps to mark their 30th anniversary. Collector's editions are going to be going mad.
Yeah, such wannabes.
And this is nice. Libraries Connected has launched a support programme for at-risk library services in the wake of proposed budget cuts.
Yes.
So hopefully that will... I mean, why can we just stop putting libraries at risk?
Yeah. I mean, every time libraries go from somewhere.
Yeah, but every time they go at risk, there's a big campaign to save them. So clearly people want them.
Yes. Other good news, 2023 was the first year since the charts began where female artists spent more weeks at number one than men. With Taylor Swift even breaking Elvis's record for the most weeks at number one on the US album chart.
Wow.
Yes.
There have also been some quizzical and absurd news. Andrew Scott, he of Fleabag, and his one-man show that I've seen in the West End, which is unbelievable. He had to stop a performance of Hamlet because somebody whipped out their laptop in the audience. Bizarre.
Of course. And did you hear the news over Christmas of a fire at the historic Blackpool Tower, which actually turned out just to be some orange netting flapping in the wind?
Well,
what a catastrophe.
Universal overtook Disney as the highest grossing studio at the box office last year.
And Sky Sports saw a record non-football audience of 4.8 million tune into the final of the World Darts Championships.
Yeah. Greece's culture minister has promised the British Museum major treasures in exchange for the return of the Parthenon marbles.
I really want to know what the major treasures
are. What are the major treasures?
I will give you treasures if you give my treasures back.
Yes. Wow. Who knows what that might be, what the Greek culture minister's got up his sleeve.
Right,
there you go. Have we got time for one more thing?
Yeah, what, one
can
more
Can we
track.
Have Christine and the Queens, please?
Yes. Thank you. Let's listen to that.
Dehors comme par hasard, cachant l'effort dans le grifoir et une crypte.
Christine and the Queens with Tilted. I think that was my fifth most played song on my playlist of 2023. That's all we have time for this week. It's gone very, very quickly. We've chatted lots.
It has. Mainly about Saltburn.
Maybe.
But we can't tell you about that. We'll give too much away. So next week we'll be looking at some other ways to keep your mind active this January and some more well-being tips too. But up next is Nigel, who has a great show lined up for you this week, followed by Zanti, making a full 4 hours of Sunday sounds to dance in your living room too.
Wow. See, look, what more can you want from a January? We are back next week. Have a very prosperous new year from us. And whether you however you're planning to do that, well, one of the things that we hope you'll do is find lots of time to be kind to yourself. See you next week.
I've been Natalie.
And I've been Claire. And this has been the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. Started to cry, but then remembered I